is here. It is the sixth day of October, and Jell-O is back on the air. But where are all our little playmates? Where are Donzie and Filzy, and Mary and Dennis, and Jackie Boy? Ah, me, they're still asleep. For 15 weeks, they have been in the arms of Morpheus. Wake up! Wake up, little playmates! Alas, they do not heed my summons. However, we must get them up. But how? How can we awaken our master of ceremonies? How can we arouse Jackie Boy?
Drop a quarter.
You're asleep.
Alas, my efforts are unavailing. If only someone with magic powers would assist me. But who? Who will it be?
I'll help you, kid. With my magic wand, I will awaken them.
You will awaken them? Who are you?
I am the Blue Fairy.
Then you must hurry, O Blue Fairy. Wake them all and do not tarry.
Fear not, my friend. I'll fly away. All of me, and that ain't hay. Well, here I go.
Goodbye, Blue Fairy.
So long, kid. Ah, here is Donzie. Wake up, Don Wilson, you big lug. It's time we heard a Jell-O plug.
Oh, thanks, Blue Fairy. I heed your call. Hand me my girdle from off the wall.
Here you are. And here is little Dennis. Oh, Dennis, say, jump out of bed. On your feet, not on your head.
Oh, I'm tired.
Dennis, wake up and get dressed.
But gee whiz, Ma, I'm sleepy.
Dennis, say you get right over to the studio. Mr. Benny will be furious if you're late.
Okay. Do I have to wash behind my ears?
What for? He doesn't.
That's a lie. That woman better watch out. That got him.
Who are you, babe?
I am the Blue Fairy.
Well, come on in.
This is a fantasy.
And here is Mary Livingston, sound asleep in the land of Nod. But I, the Blue Fairy, will awaken her.
Some fairy. She couldn't fly with three motors.
Mary, don't spoil the illusion.
This is a fine way to start our first program.
Can you think of something better?
Anything.
Oh. Go ahead, fairy, and wake her up.
When is she going to wake up the audience?
Never mind. Get going, fairy.
Oh, Mary Liv, it's time you woke and told us all a funny joke. So open your eyes and don't be drowsy.
Oh, boy, what a lead.
Give me that one.
Out.
All right, now wake me up.
Jack Benny snores so rich and deep. For 15 weeks he's been asleep. But now he must awake, you know, and run his good old Jell-O show. Awake, awake, awake! The sun is chasing from his slumber? Will he ever wake up?
I don't know. Hey, Eddie, will he ever wake up?
I don't know. Hey, Bill, will he ever wake up?
I don't know. Hey!
Hey!
Never mind, I'm up! My goodness!
J-E-L-L-O.
The Jell-O program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The orchestra opens the program with Shout, I Am an American. Shout, I Am an American, played by the orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time this season, I bring you a man who returns to the air, fresh as a daisy, gay as a daffodil, modest as a violet, and rugged as a sweet pea, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Jell-O again, this is your favorite flower talking. And Don, before we go any further, what did you think of that novel opening to our first program? You know, where we're all supposed to be asleep for 15 weeks. Wasn't that whimsical?
It certainly was, Jack.
And clever, too. You know, I wrote and produced it myself. Did you like the idea of the Blue Fairy?
Yes, that was novel. Who is she, anyway?
Well, I don't know her name, Don, but she came to us through the courtesy of the Great Lakes Dredge and Dock Company. Her freight bill was something awful in there. Well, anyway, Don, here we are starting our seventh season for Jell-O. For 7 years, you and I and our little gang have been with the same sponsor.
Yes, sir. 7 years on one job.
You know, Don, we're either loyal or in a rut. But who knows? We might be with the same sponsor 7 more years. Or 10. Or 20.
Whoever tunes in on us, we're cooked.
Well, look who's here. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mary. Hello. How are you?
Well, did you hear that ovation, Mary? Applause, cheers, whistles. I can't understand it.
I can.
Same modest, assuming, unassuming little girl, huh? Fine thing for you to say.
Aw, Jack, who are you kidding? Every actor loves applause, and you know it.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Mary's right, Jack. There's a certain amount of ego in every one of us.
Now, wait a minute, Don. I was in vaudeville for a good many years, and my only thought was to entertain. Applause meant absolutely nothing to me.
Oh, no? Tell them about the time you're going to kill yourself in Toledo.
Well, even the ushers didn't applaud there. Besides, I had no intention of killing myself.
Then what were you doing with that rope in your dressing room?
I hung my laundry on it. Let's not start our first program by being personal. Let's talk about something else. What'd you do this summer, Mary?
I was asleep till that dredge woke me up.
Now, cut that out. You're not supposed to take that literally. It was just a delightful fantasy.
Why, Jack, you ought to be ashamed of yourself writing a corny thing like that.
Who said I wrote it?
You did.
Oh. Well, as long as I'm trapped, I wrote the music, too. Anyway, it was a very novel opening for our first program, and I'm proud of it.
Proud of it? Why, it didn't even make sense.
Oh, it didn't, eh? Well, they said the same thing about A Midsummer Night's Dream. And look how successful that was.
Yeah, I hear Shakespeare just built a home in Brentwood.
That's Abe Shakespeare from Universal. Anyway, Mary, you don't appreciate how hard it is to get new ideas and things. You know, Don, I sat up night after night working on an idea.
Hey, Jack.
What?
Here comes Sierra Sue.
Oh, yes. Hello, Phil.
Hiya, folks. Here's the man you've been waiting for. Get them hands out of your pocket. Well, Phil, hello.
Hi,
Don.
Hi, boy. Oh, sure. He would ask for it.
I appreciate that, folks. You know, applause is food for an actor, so thanks for the lunch. Ha ha, that's a Lulu.
Well, you didn't disappoint us, Phil. You came right back the way you left. Not a kernel missing. Well, Phil, I hear you had another successful tour this summer on those one-night stands.
Yes, sir. We covered about 16,000 miles, one town after another.
Boy, that's what I call a tough grind. I wouldn't go through that for all the money in the world.
What?
You heard me. I don't know how that guy does it. Phil, why do you only stay one night in a town and then move on?
Love them and leave them, that's my motto.
I know, I saw a tattooed on your chest. You know, Phil, you ought to take a vacation in the summer instead of working and traveling around the country. Look at those bags under your eyes.
Oh, they're not so big.
I'd like to have them full of radium, that's all. Bruv.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. I look all right, and so do my boys. Why don't you say something about the new suits they're wearing?
Well, I've got to admit, they're all spruced up today. I noticed another thing. They smell so sweet.
Why, sure. They all got perfume on.
Perfume, eh? That's all right.
You'll never replace the old-fashioned bathtub.
Never mind. With them, I'll settle for anything. But at that, Phil, I must compliment you on the way.
Say,
that...
Jack.
What?
Here comes Baby Dumpling.
Oh, yes. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, everybody.
Well, hello, Benny. Oh,
well.
Gee, was all that applause for me?
Yes, sir, Dennis. Every bit of it. The people are glad to see you back again.
Then I ought to get more dough.
Sit down, you money-mad ham. It's a fine entrance you made, Dennis. The first crack out of the box, you want more money. You know, this is only your second year in show business, and if you ask me, you're doing all right.
Well, Kenny Baker's got a yacht.
Never mind Kenny Baker. And it leaks. More money, more money. Let me tell you a little story, Dennis. Something you ought to know and think about. When I was a kid your age, life wasn't as easy for me as it is for you. Well, I used to walk around the streets of Waukegan selling newspapers. I was hungry. Yes, and I was barefoot.
I bet it was snowing, too.
You said it. Why, Dennis, when I used to come home at night after tramping the streets all day selling those papers, my little feet were swollen and bleeding.
Where'd you get the blood?
I had it then. But I was happy, Dennis. Happy because I was struggling to achieve success, slow but sure. And that's why you should be happy, too.
Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Benny. Maybe I ought to take a cut.
A cut?
Look at his ears go up.
They didn't budge. Now, listen, Mary, I wasn't going to mention it because I wanted it to be a surprise to the whole gang. But when you each get your check tomorrow, you'll find a raise. A substantial increase.
I don't believe it, but say it again.
Well, don't act so surprised. I gave you all a raise last year, didn't I?
Sure. But right afterwards, you sold a stock in your ostrich farm.
My ostrich farm? What's wrong with that? They lay eggs every day of the week.
And on Sunday, you take over.
Mary, May Company. Now, Dennis, if you can forget about Kenny Baker's yacht long enough, how about singing a song for us?
Okay.
Go ahead, Dennis. Wait a minute. Come in.
Pardon me, are you Jack Benny?
Yes.
My name is Gross. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Why, no. No, I'm never too busy for an interview.
Well, first of all, what are your plans on the radio this year?
Oh, I don't know. We're going to keep about the same formula and style as in the past. Yet, we hope to be topical and keep up with the times.
I see. And, are you planning any out-of-town trips during the season?
Well, we'll stay here in Hollywood until the middle of December, and then we'll probably go to New York for a month.
A month, eh?
Yes.
That'll bring you back about the
middle of January.
I see. And, are you going to close up your house in Beverly Hills while you're away?
Yes, I intend to.
Yes.
Well, I think that about covers everything. Thanks very much, Mr. Benny.
You're welcome. Oh, by the way, what paper are you with?
None. I'm a burglar. Goodbye.
Hey, come back here. Well, of all the nerve. Sing, Dennis.
Oh, Jack.
What?
You better take your mattress to the bank tomorrow.
I will. Don't worry. That was When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano, sung by Dennis Day, and accompanied by Phil, I'll Play Any Town Under 2,000, Harris. And Dennis, that was really a beautiful number.
Thank you, Mr. Benny.
And I love the thought, When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano. Don, isn't that a grand title? Don, When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano.
Oh, Jack, please.
Don, are you rebelling?
No, but I just think...
Don, When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano.
Okay, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, whenever you swallow a dessert, make sure that it is genuine Jell-O.
That's better.
Whether you live in Capistrano or San Luis Obispo, always come back to your neighborhood grocer and ask him for a package of tempting economical Jell-O. It comes in 6 delicious flavors. So remember.
All right, Dennis.
Oh, I don't wanna.
Dennis!
Okay. When the swallows come back to Capistrano,
you will find that Jell-O's waiting there for you. Oh, Capistrano!
That wasn't such a bad plug, was it? Did you write that, Jackson? I certainly did.
Take a bow and I'll punch you right in the nose.
Why don't you? Anyway, that was smart writing, Mary. You know, Don, I'm going to do a lot of that stuff this coming season. Write clever commercials and fantasies, all kinds of sketches and things.
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
Oh, I don't mind. In fact, I get a kick out of it. Hey, Jackson, what's the idea of all this writing all of a sudden?
Last Tuesday, he found a fountain pen.
Nothing to do with my talent. Say, Don.
I suppose if he found a canoe, you'd want to be an Indian guide.
Silly, me an Indian guide. Say, Don.
A couple of feathers in your hair wouldn't hurt.
All right, forget it. I found a fountain pen on Sunset Boulevard. I put an ad in the paper. Nobody claimed it. So it's mine.
What paper did you put the ad in?
In the Louisville Courier Journal. Ran 3 days. Now, Don...
Gee, does Sunset Boulevard go that far?
Get a map and don't annoy me. Now, Don, if I can get a word in edgewise here, we're almost through with this first program, aren't we?
Just about, Jack. All we have left is Phil's number, and that'll about wind up the show.
Well, then, look, I'm going to run along. You see, Rochester's downstairs waiting for me in the car, and I've got to rush home. You see, I'm writing an article for the Saturday Evening Post, and I want to get it off tonight.
You must have found a bottle of ink, too.
Yes, and some stationery and stamps and everything. Is it okay, Don?
Sure, go right ahead, Jack. I'll take care of everything.
All right. Well, so long, Don. So long, fella. See you next Sunday.
Goodbye,
Bye,
Jack.
Jack.
Take care,
Jack.
Yourself.
See you next week.
Well, come on, Phil. Let's get going.
Okay, Don. Hit it, boys. Rochester, watch out. You don't honk at red lights, you stop for them.
But our bridge's in a delicate condition.
Well, then you can shut off the motor.
Boys, if I shut off this motor, even the Blue Fairy couldn't start it.
Just watch your driving, that's all.
Okay. I sure liked your program tonight, boys.
You did? Well, that's good. Which gag did you like the best?
The one about you giving everybody a raise. That was a good one. It
wasn't any joke, Rochester. I'm giving the whole cast more money this year.
You are?
Yes.
Well, boss, has my status quo been affected by this bolt from the blue?
What do you mean?
In other words, when I get my check tomorrow, am I going to be grinning or groaning?
Now, Rochester, let's get this straightened out right now. When I say I'm giving a raise, I mean I'm giving an increase to my associates on the radio.
Uh-huh.
You see, you're connected with me in a private capacity. That is, you're in a domestic category.
Uh-huh.
So in a nutshell, Rochester, I regard you as just a butler, not an actor.
Just a butler?
Yes.
Boss, did you see our last picture?
Don't change the subject. Anyway, Rochester, I can't see where you have any cause for complaint. You're doing all right.
Bill Robinson's got a yacht.
I don't care what Bill Robinson's got. And if you're not careful, you're liable to be first mate on it. Never saw anybody in my life that complains about... Hey, wait a minute. Rochester. Rochester, stop the car.
What's the matter, boy?
Quick, stop the car. Pardon me, miss. Are you going toward Beverly Hills? I said, are you going toward Beverly Hills? Drive on, Rochester. Oh, well. Stop laughing. We're not home yet.
You'll never give up, will you, boy?
Never mind. And getting back to the salary you're so dissatisfied with, let me tell you a little story, Rochester. When I was a kid in Waukesha, I used to walk around the street selling newspapers. I was hungry. And yes, I was barefoot, too. But I was happy. I didn't mind struggling because I knew that someday...
The end of summer, ladies and gentlemen, always brings with it a new problem for the housewife. The problem of what to serve for salad now that summer fruits and summer vegetables are on the way out. Well, one answer is Jell-O's delicious grapefruit and grape salad. Both grapefruit and grapes are in season right now, and blended with rich strawberry Jell-O, they make one of the most colorful and exciting salads you ever tasted. Just prepare one package of strawberry Jell-O as you usually do, chill until slightly thickened, and fold in sections of one grapefruit, diced, and one cup of halved white grape, seeded. Then mold, and you have a real distinctive treat, one that you can serve either as a salad or dessert. Incidentally, if you haven't enjoyed strawberry Jell-O recently, you'll find that it's now better than ever. Strawberry Jell-O, like raspberry Jell-O, has a new improved flavor obtained by using a natural flavor base enhanced with a specially processed artificial flavoring, which gives it a rich, distinctive goodness. So get some strawberry Jell-O tomorrow and make up this grand combination of golden grapefruit, white, juicy grapes, and bright red strawberry Jell-O.
This is the last number of the first program in the new Jell-O series, and we'll be with you again next Sunday night at the same time. Say, Phil.
Yeah, Mary.
How about taking me over to the Wilshire Bowl tonight?
I'm taking the Blue Ferry.
Oh, that's right. There wouldn't be room for both of us. Good night, folks.